You are listening to Apologetically Overthinking with Brad and Chad.
Welcome back to another episode of the Brad and Chad podcast. I'm Brad.
I'm Chad.
And we've got a bit of unique topic for you today. We're going to be talking about cruising, but specifically one cruise that's happening right now and breaking a lot of ground.
Pretty interesting stuff. Can't say I've ever been on a cruise, but you know, this one, it sounds intriguing, to say the least.
It's the opportunity of a lifetime, no doubt. And so my family, cruising is our preferred method of vacation. I mean, we've been able to do some incredible cruising. We've been to various parts of North America. I mean, we went down into the Bahamas. We've been down into Mexico. We took one this last summer up into Alaska, which we learned a lot about Alaska. We got an episode coming out soon about Alaska, isn't that right?
Yep, episode. Keep an eye out for the Alaska episode. It's going to be pretty dope. It's a pretty tremendous state, quite frankly, but yeah, cruising, so for you, it's Alaska, but also mainly the Caribbean is where your experience is, right?
It is, yes. Okay. And ironically, Alaska is maybe the only place that this cruise we're talking about today doesn't go.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Royal Caribbean just is in the middle of its first ever world cruise. Now, this is a 274 night cruise to 11 different world wonders and 60 plus countries, a 9-month cruise to see the entire world.
Wow.
And this is just something that to my knowledge hasn't been done before, and it's being done for the first time. The ship actually set sail on December 10th.
Okay.
And it'll be all over the world until it returns to Miami in early September of 2024.
So 9 months, roughly.
9 months. Dang. On a boat. And it's just a really unique way to see the world, I think. I mean, cruising, obviously, it's a lot of fun. There's fun activities on the boat, great excursions off the boat, and just a neat and fun way to have an entertainment-filled vacation. But I can't say that I've ever seen one that lasts this duration.
Yeah. So the ones that you've done in the Caribbean, roughly how long were those?
3 to 4 nights.
Oh, wow.
Usually. So the Alaska one was the longest one I did, and that was roughly a week long.
Okay.
And this one is obviously significantly longer. Now, it's interesting how the Royal Caribbean is doing this, though, because it's 4 very long cruises that you can book all of them together in one package deal.
Or individually.
You can do it individually. Okay. Or you can book them all together and just never get off the boat.
Sure. Yep.
So there are 4 different ones. And I'm going to ask you, Chad, after we do this, I want you to rank which ones you'd have the most interest in if you were to book one of them individually.
Okay. Sounds good.
So the first part, from December 10th to February 11th, you're setting sail on the Ultimate America's Cruise. 36 destinations in 64 nights. And how this one starts in Miami.
Okay.
And travels south down the coast of South America, hitting Brazil and Argentina and a lot of those countries, actually down into Antarctica, which when they said all 7 continents, they meant all 7 continents.
That's something. I mean, just going to Antarctica itself is, I mean, my understanding is the number of people who have actually been to Antarctica is, I think it's around 1 million or something. But, you know, given that there's, 8 billion people now on the Earth, like, that's a pretty limited number. Like, if you hear someone who, I mean, gosh, I maybe know 1-2 people who have gone to Antarctica. I mean, how many people that you know?
Brad? Zero.
Zero? Yeah, so it's like, yeah, just to go to Antarctica, like if that was the cruise, like I'd be like, wow, that's something. Like, sign me up, you know?
And what a bucket list item that would be. What a bucket list place to go, place to say that you've been. Just to be there alone, I think, is worth half the cost of it.
Sure, but sure, yep.
In order to get there, you got to go through the Drake Sea, which is notoriously rough and bumpy and choppy, but worth it, I think,
yeah,
to see the most unexplored continent in the world.
The White Continent.
The White Continent. But after you leave Antarctica, you wrap around back up the other side of South America, okay, hitting Chile and Peru and Ecuador, kind of those countries,
okay,
hitting Mexico on your way back up to Los Angeles.
Sure.
So that's the first leg.
So when you're going on this, are you disembarking at some of these locations, or some of them you're just kind of like, oh, there's there's Argentina, look out the right side of the boat.
No, you're stopping.
Okay.
In a lot of these places, in a lot of these countries, you're stopping there multiple days. Mm. Now, in Brazil, I'm not sure exactly, but there are some, when I was looking at this, where sometimes it's you have 2 days in Rio, and other times it's like you would have 1 day in one spot in Brazil, and then another day somewhere else in Brazil, and then a third day somewhere else in Brazil.
Okay.
So just because you're in the same country multiple days doesn't necessarily mean you're in the same spot.
Sure. Okay.
But so that's the first leg is Miami to Los Angeles via Antarctica.
Okay.
Very direct route.
Yep.
I know. The second part is the ultimate Asia Pacific cruise. And this is 40 destinations across 87 nights. So this goes from Los Angeles to Hawaii, from Hawaii to New Zealand, to Australia, up into China and Japan and kind of that whole region, back down through the Philippines and over to Dubai.
Okay. So my guess is that's going to be some of the longest gaps where you're just at sea. Because obviously the Pacific is significantly larger than the Atlantic. And with the other ones, you're kind of hugging the coastline roughly, I would imagine.
It is. And this is one of the downsides of this is I crunched the numbers and the entire cruise is roughly 99 days at sea.
Wow.
Without a destination, which days at sea are fun because the cruise is full of entertainment and great food. But after 99 days of it, it's pretty rough. And like you mentioned on that part, to get to Hawaii alone was 4 or 5 days at sea consecutively.
Yep. Sounds about right.
So that's one of the downsides. However, we'll get into this a little bit later. There's ways to make money on those days.
Mm.
So that's the second leg is Los Angeles to Dubai.
Okay.
The third leg is called the Ultimate Middle East and Mediterranean Cruise, which will be from May 9th to June 10th, 44 destinations across 63 nights.
Okay.
Now this goes from Dubai kind of around Saudi Arabia and up into the Mediterranean.
Yep.
And then you just circle the Mediterranean Sea and hit all of those countries.
Oh, fun.
This is the shortest leg of the cruise.
Yep. Makes sense.
Geographically, and it is tied with the fourth leg for number of nights at 63.
Mm, so you're stopping more places. So there's less time at sea, more time in destinations.
Definitely less time at sea in this cruise because everything's more close together. And then finally, from July 10th to September 10th, you embark on the Ultimate Europe and Beyond cruise, 40 destinations across 63 nights. Now this one finishes off the Mediterranean, goes up into Europe, kind of hits France and Germany and a lot of those different, like Poland, a lot of those different countries before going up into Scandinavia, getting to see Sweden, Finland, Norway, which for me, my family's got Swedish roots. That would be a big bucket list area to see too.
Yep.
Before coming back across the Atlantic to New York and then down to Miami.
Do they hit Iceland at all?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I'd have to look closer. But it would not surprise me if they did.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well, you know, you've already hit, because you hit every continent. I mean, it seems the only one that isn't hit extensively would be Africa, but you're still
getting
close.
There wasn't a lot of Africa, yeah.
But you're still obviously being in the Mediterranean, and there's the countries that border that, and, you know, being close to Dubai, you're pretty dang close to Africa as well.
Yes, and looking closely at it, there might be a day or two in one of those African countries there. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know that there isn't because they do go to Egypt, and we'll get into a little bit later. But real quick, just give me a ranking if you were to break those down
of the four legs.
Yeah, of those four legs, which one's the most interesting to you versus the least interesting?
You know, I think I'd have to. I'll start from the bottom. I think I'd say the one that where you got all those days at sea over the Pacific. I mean, Hawaii is nice. New Zealand sounds cool, but it's just for me, it's like. That's got to be the lowest one for me. Maybe days at sea, just in comparison to some of the other countries that you see, I think that would have to be the lowest one.
And that's fair. And that is the longest leg of it because of those days at sea.
Mm-hmm.
64 nights, 63 nights, 63 nights. That one is 87.
Wow. I think after that, let's start with one. I think that's a little bit easier for me.
Okay.
For me, Antarctica, that puts it at one.
Okay, so the ultimate America's cruise down through South America is going to be your...
For me, I'm less about South America, though I think if you kind of hit... though I guess that would be on the other side. But for me, it's less about South America and more about Antarctica.
Sure.
But still, I mean, just to get both of them, you know, in one go is... For me, that would be the top. I think then after that, so we're talking either Mediterranean or... Europe. I don't know. I think I think Scandinavia would be cool. So let's put that at two. And then we'll put the one that goes through Dubai and whatnot, or the Mediterranean. We'll put that at three.
At three. I don't hate that list. Mine was somewhat similar. The Ultimate America's Cruise was the number one for me. They're going down into Antarctica. I think that's just a bucket list opportunity. You're really cool. And a cool way to start off the trip.
Yep.
My two is going to be the Ultimate Europe and Beyond Cruise.
Okay.
I want to see all those European countries. Definitely want to hit Scandinavia. Now, but for me, the third one will be the Ultimate Asia Cruise. There are a lot of days at sea, but I've never been to Hawaii. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see...
New Zealand,
Pacific, Asia, a lot of those countries I think would be really cool. And then the fourth one would be Middle East and Mediterranean, but you can't really go wrong. All of those are incredible.
It's like if someone offered you a free, gave me a free ticket to do the Pacific one, I'm not going to say no,
So now I do have a bit of a guessing game here for you, Chad.
Okay.
This cruise includes your room.
Yep.
All of your food.
Mm-hmm.
The internet package.
Sure.
The full beverage package, so the ultimate beverage package, any drink you want, alcoholic or not, is free on this boat. This is part of your included package.
Okay.
Gratuities, wash, fold, laundry service, and more, as well as 11 different paid for shore excursions, which I'll get to here in a little bit.
There's a guide of some sort and they're doing...
Yes, A lot of the other ones you'd have to book your own excursions, but there are 11 paid for, which I'll get into in a minute on exactly what those are. But what would you guess the starting prices? Now this is for... Oh, sorry. This also includes flights to and from Miami, business class.
Okay.
A hotel in Miami the night before you get on the cruise.
Yep.
And a gala meetup to meet some of your cruisers that you'd be embarking on this journey with. So all of that, interior room, the baseline, like the least expensive room on here, what is this costing for 9 months, would you guess?
Oh, let's see, 9 months. Well, I'm just going to take our lovely college costs to start with, because they're paying for essentially everything that you need. I think it's a similar comparison.
Okay.
So 9 months, I mean, that's a full school year. So let's just take, let's go high end. Let's say let's start with 50 or 60 grand and say that's how much you maybe have to pay for your schooling. Okay. And then, say, well, you don't have to pay, don't have a fancy boat taking you around. You're going to school. And, so obviously it's going to be more than that, I would think. I think baseline, I'm going to say 100K even.
100K even. That's an interesting guess. And this is where the cool deals of this comes in. Starting per person for the interior room, worst, if you will.
All four
room.
Legs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Starting at $59,999 per person for all of that.
College students, if you're looking to drop out of school and reinvest your money somewhere.
But what an opportunity that would be for a gap year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If you're not paying a mortgage somewhere else, if you're not like, if all of your expenses are where you are, putting that, like, that would be incredible. Now, if you were to get an ocean view room, it goes up to $65,000. A balcony goes up to $83,000, and a junior suite is $118,000.
Okay.
Which $59,000 is a lot of money for college kids. But when you think about what all you're getting out of this, it's sounds kind of tempting. And I got to imagine that you'd make friends. I mean, you'd have to sailing with for 9 months.
Yeah, no, that sounds, I mean, if you think about just living some places, I mean, I'm sure if you looked up, I mean, let's just round, I mean, 9 months is roughly a year. So we could say maybe a little bit more, but if you just look at like the just baseline cost of living, like even if you have a job and you're living in, I don't know, New York City, Boston, maybe even Denver, like 60 grand between food and entertainment and especially rent, right? And all of those places, you might be coming kind of close, to be honest.
You might. And that was my thought too. And to be able to, and I can tell you from going on several cruises, the food is good. It is good food.
Uh-huh.
And like you can get a steak every day if you want. So that's probably a $30 meal.
Yep. Yep.
And that's just dinner. Like the cost makes sense. It's the, can you deal with 9 months on a boat?
Can you deal with 9 months on a boat? Yeah.
Which, interesting enough, a lot of the crew members for the cruise industry usually take 8 month shifts.
Yeah.
They'll be on a singular boat for 8 months going wherever that boat's going.
So they might be someone who's like, oh, well, that's not a problem for me because I've already
done that. And if you're working for Royal Caribbean, if you're a crew member there, can you request to be on that? I mean, that would be a pretty awesome opportunity. Yeah. But they're not the only ones getting paid to see the world. A lot of people that have, because like we said, this cruise has already began.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It left on December 10th. This is being recorded on December 28th, yep. shortly after Christmas. So they're well down into South America, I'm mm-hmm. guessing by now. There are people who are making money while on the boats because, like I said, it has the internet package. Yep. So you've got those 99 days at sea. Well, if you have a job that allows you to work remotely mm-hmm. or pick your hours, you can spend those days at sea as work days from your room
yep.
and actually make some money to pay back some of this cruise. Mm-hmm. Now, and there's also people that are doing something that's becoming more and more popular. They're content creators.
Yep.
There are content creators on these boats that are like, hey, just follow along with us as we take this journey, which I think is really interesting. They're going to make this money back in the first 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, especially if they have a big audience.
Absolutely. If you have a big audience. So if you can do this and make some of the money back, if not all of the money back, it seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
It would be such a cool opportunity. I've always been fascinated by cruises, and I saw that this thing, and I thought it was so neat. Now, the last thing we'll touch on now are these 11 paid-for excursions.
Excursions, okay.
And they do a good job. It's a good list. Mm-hmm. So it's tours of Chichen Itza,
okay,
the Christ the Redeemer statue
sure.
in Rio, mm-hmm. Iguazu Falls in Buenos Aires, and Machu Picchu in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Those first four are all part of the Ultimate Americas cruise. In the Asia cruise, you got the Great Barrier Reef, the Great Wall of China,
mm-hmm.
and the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
They're paying for you to see all of these impressive landmarks mm-hmm. too, which is incredible. Now you go into the Middle East and Mediterranean cruise, you got Petra, which I'm not sure exactly what that is, but that's the name of one of these excursions.
Okay.
The Pyramids of Giza.
Yep.
So like I mentioned, they do go into Egypt, so you are hitting all seven continents.
Mm-hmm.
The Temple of Artemis and the Roman Colosseum.
Okay.
Those are the 11 excursions that are included in this cost. 11 bucket list world traveler locations.
So is there no paid for excursion in Antarctica technically?
No, you'd have to
organize something yourself.
You'd have to pay for something. But also, I mean, you don't have to have a shore excursion every day. You can get off the boat for free. I recently took a cruise where we went to Catalina Island, and I didn't have a shore excursion that day. Mm-hmm. We just got off the boat and walked around the port,
mm-hmm.
got to go check out some of the shops, some of the local dining, like what was just in the area.
Yeah.
So you could do that a lot of the days too. If you just want to get off the boat in Rio for a day and go explore mm-hmm. Rio for a day, you don't have to have a shore excursion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do, that's going to add on to your price significantly.
Sure.
But
sure.
those 11 to see those really impressive places like that.
Yeah. It's a nice benefit for
it's
sure.
It's intriguing. Yeah. For me, I mean, college kids don't have this money, but it screams gap year. If you're not, if you don't have a mortgage, you're paying somewhere else. If you can truly put all of your money, not have to pay rent somewhere else, towards this trip.
Yep. And you have 9 months where you could do something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all the food you want. I mean, there's a gym on board. You get the internet mm-hmm. package. It's all paid for. I think it would be a really interesting thing and just not something that I've seen before within the cruise industry. I mean, there are cruises that vary in length.
Sure.
Another one that I've really been interested in doing is the Panama Canal cruise.
Okay.
Going from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really neat too. That's one of the longer ones I've seen. My grandparents took one that I believe was 3 weeks
okay.
to Iceland.
Where did it start from?
I believe it started in New York.
Okay.
I believe.
Yep.
And they did that one and they really enjoyed it, but I've never seen one to this extent.
Yeah.
And when you think about all that's included, $60,000 doesn't sound like that much money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about like them cutting even on their cost, you know, like if mm-hmm. you're, I mean, well, do we know how big these boats are typically? I mean, is it expected to sell out? Cause that's the other thing. You gotta find your,
I would imagine it sells out just because this is the first time that this mm-hmm. is being offered. Typically these boats hold between 2,000 and 4,000 guests.
Okay.
Some bigger, some smaller. So they're going to get a good amount of people there.
So 2,000, 4,000 people. Now, are all these rooms, now the room that you were talking about, is this a private room? Is this a shared room of some sort?
No, it would be your private
room. A private, even private room. At the baseline, it would be
$60,000.
Wow. That is impressive. So, okay, so I just punched the numbers in real quick. So let's say we had a full ship, 4,000 people, right?
4,000 of all interior rooms, though, which is not how the boat is.
4,000 of what?
You did that for the interior room.
Yeah.
but there are the exterior rooms. Like every room on the boat is not an interior. It's not the same.
Sure. Well, let's just take baseline, sure. Right? Baseline, we say, let's say they fill it up and it's a 60 grand. They're going to pull in a quarter of $1 billion, $240 million. So, okay. Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, yeah, you can probably break even on that. I mean, it's probably not by a lot. I mean, running a ship like that for that long, mm-hmm. that's got to be the biggest expense.
Although those ships usually run that long. It's just not all one.
Just not all at once. Okay.
I mean, mm-hmm. the cruises are usually broke down by boat, and they just do the same trip over and over. So the one that I just did, mm-hmm. I did day at sea, Catalina Island, and Sonata.
Okay.
That's just what the ship I was on does. It's just that trip over and over and over and over and over. So the ships are usually out. Are doing stuff for maybe 9 months at a time. It's just the same route.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this would be interesting. And if Royal Caribbean wants to send a couple podcasters, we'd love to give you content from a boat.
We would be more than happy to do that. I mean, you'll have to cater in Chipotle, but you know, we could probably make that happen. I think
if not, Christmas has passed, but there's always next year.
Yeah, there is always next year.
Early stocking stuffer.
That's crazy. So Brad, if you were to modify this cruise at all, if you were to add in something or change something, add in a destination just to make it even more world toury, what would you do?
Oh man, that's really tricky because it hits so much.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Would you want at the very end the Scandinavia leg? Would you want to kind of go up into close to the North Pole too, you know, hit the South Pole and the North Pole? That might be.
Maybe, man. But I've been on TikTok lately and North Sea TikTok is scary.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Those are waves like I've never seen before. Now, we're going to talk about this a little more with this Alaska one that's coming mm-hmm. up, but the cruise that I took to Alaska was some of the most beautiful, it was the most beautiful part of the world I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that that's way out of the way from a lot of the rest of this destination, but hey, so is Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you've got the time. So I would add Alaska into that somewhere, but
sure.
Other than that, I mean, there's just so much to do on and off the boat.
Wild. So when you're on these cruises, if you had to pick one form of entertainment, right? Are you picking like musicians? You picking like acrobats? Like what's your preferred? Like when a cruise puts up some sort of show or whatnot for entertainment in the evening, like well, if you could pick it, what are you picking?
Yeah, well, first of all, to that note, I think that they got to be switching out entertainment on this cruise every few weeks or so. I mean, you can't have the same entertainment.
Yeah.
You hear people get bored.
Same guy playing jazz every day.
I don't know. I really enjoy like the jugglers, mm-hmm. the trapeze artists that they'll bring in. Every now and then you'll get a recognizable show. Like I think I've seen Mamma Mia on a boat before. I've seen Rock of Ages on a boat before. But the ones that I really enjoy are just the random trivia games that happen throughout the day.
Yeah.
Harry Potter trivia takes place at 4, and then you've got Name That Song at 5. But mm-hmm. earlier in the day you had Guess the Cartoon Character. Those are the ones that I find really fun. And you'd really have to get creative on how to keep people entertained.
Even if you are on a cruise ship, on a
luxury ship, it's 9 months and you got to find a way to keep people interested. So I don't know. Love to learn more about it from being on it, but I think we're a long way out from that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, once it lands, I'm sure there's someone who's going to make a vlog of the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So there will definitely be something of that notice to kind of get an idea for, hey, here's how they did in fact keep people entertained for, you know, 9 months at sea. And because that's impressive. That's impressive. I could understand how, technically there are boats that are built that have the capacity that could go around the world.
Sure.
And quite frankly, if you take some of these cruise ships and just take their nautical miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could have gone around the world. They just didn't. They just went around the Caribbean a million times, so.
Well, on that note, so I talked to one of the cruises I was on had a really cool like meet and greet with the captain where you got mm-hmm. to ask like questions and answers. And someone asked how they dealt with COVID.
Yeah.
And this captain said, we were in Australia and we had just loaded a new set of passengers on our boat when we were told that we had to shut it down.
Wow.
So they had just gotten on. We had to immediately kick them off. And then there was nowhere to, it's really expensive apparently to dock these boats and have them sure. be in port. Mm-hmm. So they just set sail. And they just floated in the ocean. And he said that they were on that singular boat for almost an entire year.
Wow.
And just the crew members that yeah. is. And they significantly reduced staff, like really just what they needed to keep yeah. the boat mm-hmm. functioning. And he said that small group was at sea outside of a couple days just coming in to get fuel
yep.
mm-hmm. for almost a year.
Talk about a quarantine.
Talk about a quarantine.
Yeah, wow.
But got to find a way to stay entertained.
Yeah.
Speaking of staying entertained, we got a couple more podcasts coming up soon. Be on the lookout for them. And we'll talk to you soon.